100 years ago today, a soprano was born in Manhattan. She would go on to turn the opera world on its head. Maria Callas was celebrated and controversial, and though she died 47 years ago, her legacy still looms large. There are recent biographies, another biopic starring Angelina Jolie, and a new giant box set of CDs. On this 100th anniversary, NPR's Tom Huizenga explores why Callas still commands attention.
With Maria Callas, you must start with that unmistakable voice.
It is a matter of loving my kind of voice or not. Some people say I have a beautiful voice, some people say I have not. It's a matter of opinion.
Even Callas herself realized how polarizing she could be in that vintage tape from the WQXR archives.
It's biological. People have literal gut reactions to voices.
William Berger writes books about opera, and he's a producer for the Metropolitan Opera.
It's so scary, in a way, when we hear her sing Lucia or Tosca, because she's finding the aspects of the role that are not just pretty.
And singing notes that aren't so pretty when the drama calls for it, like in Puccini's Tosca when she resorts to stabbing her assailant, encouraging him to die. To understand Callas' genius, you have to listen to the spaces in between the big show-stopping arias, where she created new depth in characters, making her performances, for William Berger, mythic, almost like rituals. Callas became mythic herself, the artist who rose from poverty, sacrificed everything for her art, and died brokenhearted at age 53. Still, she inspires top singers today, like Angel Blue, who sings many of the roles Callas sang, including Tosca.
I was listening to her actually today sing Vici d'Arte, and the way she sings it, it's just entirely honest. So every emotion that is humanly possible comes out of her.
Angel Blue says Callas is like a great actor, willing to tweak lines in an unconventional way to make the drama real.
In La Traviata, she says, grandio, and she does this sort of tilt coming up to grandio, and you hear that feeling in her voice. She's saying, oh God, why is this happening to me? When I listen to Maria Callas, I can hear her life story.
A story both tragic and triumphant. Born to immigrant Greek parents who squabbled and separated, Callas moved to Athens from New York in 1937. She threw herself into opera, singing her first lead role at age 15. In 1947, in Italy, her international career took flight. The first recordings came 2 years later. Throughout her life, Callas, the ferocious artist, collided with Maria, the vulnerable woman. And that was a contradiction biographer Lindsay Spence couldn't resist. Her book is called Cast a Diva, The Hidden Life of Maria Callas.
Her story, in my opinion, has been hijacked by people who don't know very much about Maria the woman, and I really wanted to get to the bottom of who Maria the person was.
The Maria Spence found was someone who, beyond the tabloid stories and high fashion lifestyle, was not so different from us. She loved watching Westerns and collecting recipes.
And I felt, towards the end, this is just an ordinary woman with an extraordinary talent.
And an even more extraordinary sense of determination.
She was the greatest for a reason. She put the work in. It wasn't just luck. It wasn't a publicity machine. And she deserves all of the accolades that we're giving her even today.
Despite the accolades, Callas suffered. A disastrous love life, a few overdoses, and her voice began to show signs of wear uncommonly early. That was fodder for the Callas detractors, who speculated that her weight loss in the early 50s led to vocal problems. And yet, here she is in 1964, near the end of her career, singing Carmen with savvy technique and personality to burn. Through all her hardships, from hunger during World War II to being bullied by the men in her life, Callas became the game-changing opera singer and a cultural icon, a touchstone for Angel Blue.
Maybe Maria Callas is that woman who really did live for her art and really did live for love.
In the end, true love may have eluded Callas, but her art, says William Berger, endures.
I don't see how Maria Callas can ever be forgotten. She's become part of the communal unconscious, and that is a marvelous thing.
Tom Heisinger, NPR News.